You're on 2ARMFM, and I'm very pleased that today to have Eliza Scott. Eliza is part of the string section at the New England Conservatorium of Music, and Eliza's coming in to talk a bit about herself and all the things that she's involved in up at the New England Conservatorium of Music. Welcome, Eliza. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you so much, Peter. It's such a joy to be here this morning.
Now, not only are you involved in NECOM here, but you also know a lot about Armidale because you were born and raised here.
That's exactly right. I was so lucky to be raised in Armidale. It's such an incredible community of people, and especially the culture and the music that's here. It's such a embedded part of our community. And it was actually so interesting when I left Armidale and I went to Brisbane and even London, people know Armidale because of the musicians that we have raised and sent off from here who are now all over the world. It's quite incredible, really.
Yes, and it's not just classical music or orchestra-based music. It's across the whole lot. It's we have a great reputation, and I can talk from first-hand experience. It goes right back to my times in the 60s and 70s. I can remember just what a powerhouse this place is and still or was and still is. So were you educated here?
I was, yes. Yeah. I went to a variety of different schools. I went to Benvenue, and then I finished off at PLC, where I was on a music scholarship. I was very lucky to go there. I just had the most incredible music teachers. But I was also lucky to be raised while the New England Conservatorium of Music first started. So that brought a lot of music educators to Armidale who benefited my education immensely. And I never thought I'd be back here, but here I am, and now I teach at NECOM. So, it's such a full circle moment for me, and I really love it.
And I gather music's very strong in your own family.
It absolutely is.
Which I think is an important thing for people who make a living out of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get the passion for it.
That's right. Yeah. My mum taught the flute for a little while in Armidale, and my dad was the director of music at TAS, Tim Scott, in the 80s and 90s. So,
okay.
Yeah, plus all the cousins who still pull up wacky instruments at Christmas, you know.
Yep. So you decided to make a career in music, and you did your tertiary qualifications in it. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so it was actually through the Armidale Stedford that I met my violin teacher who I studied with in Brisbane, Michelle Walsh. She came as a strings adjudicator for the Stedford, another amazing part of the Armidale community. Mm-hmm. And she said that if I was looking to study at a tertiary level, which I was, I should come and study with her at the Queensland Conservatorium. So up I went, and it was just incredible. I have always been very passionate about orchestral music, and at that time they were getting in more and more conductors, and their orchestral program grew exponentially. And I played in so many wonderful concerts, which was more than I ever imagined I would do at a undergraduate level. And then I, in the end, worked with the Queensland Symphony Orchestra. So.
So that was while you were doing
that was while
degree.
I was studying. Yeah. Yeah.
So having these experiences then prepared you, and what did you come back here and then teach for a while and then go overseas, or what was the
I mean, I was always back here because my parents live here, so yeah. I don't think you can ever really escape from Armidale, can you?
No.
I would come
like that. Yeah.
I would come back in December and play with the Armidale Symphony Orchestra, and I would go back to PLC and play in the string soiree and do a variety of different things in the community. In 2017, I performed the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto with the Armidale Symphony Orchestra, which was a lot of fun. And then after I finished my undergraduate, I decided I wanted to move to London. So I was back here before I did that.
So how long are you in London for?
I moved over in September 2018, and I was supposed to be there until September 2020, but of course everyone remembers what happened in March. Yes. I thought it could be locked down anywhere. I'd rather be locked down here.
Yeah, I think a lot of people made that decision. And as number of discussions and interviews that I've had with people involved in the music industry, that the pandemic was critical in their effect on their careers and lives. But thankfully, a lot of them have come through it and getting back to some normality. But it was quite a traumatic time for everybody.
Absolutely.
Particularly for people in artistic areas.
Mm.
But during that time in London, you had some great experiences, talk particularly involving the person who's now King Charles III, HRH.
Yes, that's right. So I attended the Royal College of Music in London, whose patron was at the time the Prince of Wales, who was Charles. And I was chosen to be part of an orchestra that performed at Windsor Castle, for a fundraising, concert for the Royal College. And tickets were upwards of £30,000 a ticket to attend this concert. I know, it's just crazy. We were the hired help, of course. So we were just providing the concert with, if you know your violinists, we performed with Maxim Vengerov, that killer concert, and he is number one violinist in the world, pretty much. So that was quite amazing. And yes, the guest of honor was Prince Charles, now King Charles III. So we got to enjoy a glass of Bollinger actually afterwards with him, which was very nice. There's a hilarious photo of me and him chuckling over. He was telling me that his trumpet teacher at Gordonston told him to quit. So
he's never going to go have a career in music.
Not in trumpet, but he is an avid cellist, actually.
Right.
Yeah, so in the particular orchestra I was in at the time, the principal cellist was playing on Prince Charles's cello, which he had loaned to the Royal College.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I believe you had some interesting observations about Windsor Castle and Charles is set up there.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean,
King Charles.
King Charles, that's right. It's hard to keep up, isn't it? We were kind of ferried in through the back way of the castle because, of course, there's, for all the staff, there's lots of different corridors behind the fancy gilded wallpaper. So we got to see the kitchens and all the rest, which was very interesting.
Mm.
But, yes, Prince Charles at the time had his own special chair with a very fluffy red cushion on it. And then as soon as the final note of our concert ended, a waiter, I suppose, came out with one singular, I'm sure, very strong gin and tonic on a gold platter just for the prince. So, I mean, it's fair enough. I can only imagine that was his probably sixth or seventh engagement of the day, and he had to meet a whole bunch of people that had paid a lot of money to be there. So,
yes.
An easy life.
In some ways,
In some ways.
I think the events of the last few weeks have shown that.
Yes, that's right.
It's $30,000 ahead for the fundraiser.
Mm.
So you must have felt very chuffed about the fact that you were chosen to be there.
I was very chuffed, yeah, indeed. It was quite an honour that I wasn't really sure why I was chosen, but I had a good time. It was, you know, there are just so many. At the Royal College, it really is like the Olympics of music.
And you're accompanying this violinist.
Yeah, exactly. The rest of the world. Yeah, and here I was from Armidale.
Mm.
But I took it all in my stride. I had a grand old time. And then we were popped on the bus and straight back to my tiny little flat in London.
And then eventually back to Australia.
Mm.
So now that you're back at NECOM, what's your responsibility there at the moment?
So I mainly I teach the violin. And but, of course, with that comes a whole bunch of other things. So I teach lots of different ensembles. I conduct the Brougham Strings at NECOM, and I'm head of strings at PLC Armidale, which is a great honour to be back
at
there.
School.
Yeah, and I have ensembles at TAS, as well as students from every school in Armidale. And then on a Friday, I teach classroom music at Black Mountain Public School and Kelly's Plains Public School, and alongside chamber ensembles, duos, trios, all the rest. So no day is the same as one previous.
Yeah. So what have you got coming up? Clearly, though, just things roll on.
things do roll on, but very excitingly, NECOM has a Heritage Homestead series of concerts coming up in October and November, which we are so excited about. It's the first time this has happened in many years. COVID and other things permitted the concerts, stopped them from happening. So the concert I want to talk about is the Emu Creek concert, which is happening on the 15th of October. Myself, Warwick Dunham, incredible keyboard player. Toby Armstrong, a clarinetist, and Paul Marshall, who is the head of winds at NECOM. We are performing an outdoor concert there, which will just be so much fun. Ticket includes cheese and bickies and a glass of whatever takes your fancy, and you get a chance to stroll around a homestead that is not open to the public at any other time. The most beautiful gardens tended to by Ange and Mark Berry, the owners of the homestead. And then we'll be doing a really fun concert out on the back lawn. So you don't often hear violin, keyboard, clarinet and saxophone together. That's what we're pairing. We've got a whole mix of music planned, from Kabalevsky to a guy called Joe Denison, who considers himself the Jimi Hendrix of the violin. I'm not sure if anyone else considers him that.
Yeah, that's an interesting imagery there.
Yeah.
Hope he doesn't smash it in the end, does he?
No. I will not be smashing my violin at the end. We're playing a piece called Bunsen Burner Boogaloo, which is as fun as it sounds.
Sorry, I think it was Pete Townsend that smashed them. Jimi Hendrix used to burn them.
Burn them. Oh, even worse. No, thank you. But, yeah, it's just going to be so much fun. Paul wears many hats. He's a saxophonist, clarinetist. He's also a composer. So he has composed an original piece of music for this concert to be a world premiere. And the Bunsen Burner Boogaloo has also been arranged by him. So it is a world premiere.
Yeah.
So I can't think of a better place to be on the 15th of October than just outside Walker at Emu Creek.
Yeah. How do people get tickets for this?
They can just go to NECOM's website, necom.org.au, or NECOM's Facebook page. This morning I googled Emu Creek Walker concert and lots of different ways to get tickets, but I highly recommend, they're going fast.
Yeah. So it's a series of these concerts just to finish up.
It is a series,
It's just first one, I think.
This is the first one. Unfortunately, the other two are sold out. So even if you wanted to come to them.
Yep.
Too late.
So where are they, just out of interest?
They're in Walker. So
they're all in Walker, the three of them.
The other three. So Emu Creek is first, and then we're at Morani, Morani as you're going into Walker, and the other one is at Ohio. Ohio. I forgot. Yeah. That's the only one I'm not performing at.
Yes, folks, there's only one left of these great series of concerts, and it'll probably sell out two, I would say, given that just how popular they seem to be. So we'll just go through that one again. They're at Emu Creek.
Emu Creek on October the 15th at 3 p.m.
So get there and get your tickets very quickly while that one sells out as well. Well, thank you very much for coming in this morning, Eliza.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to hear your
story. It's a very interesting one. And only in the very early parts of your career too, so I'm sure there's more interesting things to come for you.
Well, living in Armidale, there's no such thing as a day that's not interesting. It's forever filled with so much joy and happiness and the most incredible experiences. So I feel very privileged to live here.
Okay. Well, thanks very much. And I've been speaking to Eliza Scott, who's part of the string sections here at the New England Conservatorium of Music.